Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Dr. Cindy Stark. She is a physician, certified trauma release method mentor, award-winning author, speaker, subconscious mind expert. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cindy.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you so much for having me here this morning.
You are welcome to the show, Dr. Cindy. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we'll be talking right now. We'll be talking about overcoming adversity. And that's a lot for people to learn from. But first, Dr. Cindy, we will understand about you overcoming your adversity in your life. So help us understand, take us through a bit of your personal journey, and that will be a lot of learning for a lot of people.
Yes, sir. So unfortunately, when I was about 14 years old, I had some, I just say unfortunate things happen to me in my childhood home. My brother was a lot older than me, and he kind of struggled with some drugs and alcohol use. And I was a victim of some inappropriate sexual things when I was younger, as a teenager. And I saw that my whole entire family was going nowhere in this area. There was just a lot of drugs and alcohol, and people were getting divorced and going to jail and things like that. And I said, the best way for me to overcome this is to get the crap out of here and go on to education. And so I became the first person in my family to get a bachelor's degree in college. And then I realized, wow, I'm pretty good at this. So then I went and got a medical degree. So I became a doctor. Then I also got a PhD. So I'm a geneticist. And but then as time went on, I realized I'm kind of just trying to, with all these degrees and letters behind my name, prove that I'm worthy of respect, worthy of protection, worthy of, you know, things I should have had in my home. And so I had to learn to forgive myself kind of in my mid-40s for everything that had happened. And so that's what's made me so passionate about helping other men and women learn to forgive themselves too for things that happened in their childhood that they have no control over, AJ. And so that's what lights me up right now, is just teaching people how to go back in their past and resource their inner children that got hurt and traumatized over their life that might be causing a bunch of self-sabotage right now that they don't realize, and learn to love themselves again.
Right, Dr. Cindy. So I want to understand, a lot of people who face difficulties in childhood, for whatever reasons, that impacts them. Many a times that impacts them negatively. The childhood itself gets spoiled. They move towards a different direction that is unfortunate. So why is it that you took off in a positive direction? And a lot of people are not able to. What motivated you? What people can look in terms of motivation? Secondly, we'll come to the second part later on.
Okay, yeah. You know, I think back onto that sometimes, and I wonder where, and my dad will even ask me, where did that gumption come from, Cindy? Like, he was born a tobacco farmer in the rural state of Virginia, and my mom was like brought up in the Great Depression, you know? And I really can't say 100%, except for just to escape that sexual abuse. You know, I was just sick and tired of seeing everybody around me acting like idiots. And I thought that education was kind of a, I wasn't good at sports, AJ. I was sick and tired of being kind of taken advantage of as a woman. So I felt like education was this equalizer, and it was a place I could shine. And I was, had already seen that I was a valedictorian of my high school class. And so it was kind of like a path of not least resistance. I mean, it was very hard to get 2 doctorate degrees, but yeah, just to escape my childhood, really. I know a lot of other people, my cousins included, they kind of went down the same paths as their parents and struggled a lot with alcohol and eating disorders and all kinds of things, but not me. I just said, I'm going to claw my way out of this, you know, tooth and nail.
Right, Dr. Cindy. So now you, in terms of that trauma, if we may call it, Are you fully over it? Did it impact you the way a lot of people you say that, you know, this is what impacted me in my early years, and that is, you know, keeping me so occupied mentally. Did it help? Did it work negatively for you? How did you take care of yourself? And now you are helping others as a doctor. You are a certified trauma release method mentor. So help us understand, how did you do that for yourself if it was a problem? And now, what can people learn from you again about that? I just want to understand, no, some of the things that are there where people can claw to, catch hold of those things and, you know, move forward in life, and then find a place from where they can take on the next step and think about the next step much more strongly, better.
Exactly. Well, I have a lot to say about what you just said. So number one, for the past 30 years, I've been a full-time doctor, all right? And I have chosen to practice medicine in a hospital setting. So I'm at the bedsides. I call it the bedsides of America. People come to me with devastating things, from traumatic brain injuries to strokes to kidney failures to needing an amputation to overwhelming infections, things like that. And so what I started realizing, AJ, is those 15 minutes a day that I could spend at the bedside just wasn't enough, number one, to really, really help these people heal. And when I started getting this desire in my heart about a decade ago to start really helping people with overcoming limitations that were in their brain, I realized I had to heal myself more, because, again, you said, did it impact me negatively? Yes, it impacted me negatively. At 46, I was still trying to prove my worthiness and, you know, value in this world and strength by, you know, I wrote a book. I went and trained for an Ironman triathlon. I just kept, like, you know, grabbing onto all these external things. And that's when I realized, Cindy, you need to work on yourself before you can start helping others in this area. And so I spent a year getting certified in this trauma release method. And you go through, it's a meticulous system of 6 weeks where you kind of spend some time in meditation with all the other versions of yourself. Little kids, you know, little 14-year-old Cindy is the one that was damaged the most, traumatized the most, all the way up to 33-year-old Cindy that went through a divorce, and that you're able to talk to each one of those versions of yourself in a semi-meditative state. And that's what I help teach other people to do, so they can heal themselves by resourcing the younger versions of themselves.
Right, Dr. Cindy. Now, in terms of adversity, is adversity more of a fact that is there, or is adversity more in the mind? How do people, some people look at adversity as simple adversity. Some people look at the same adversity as big adversity. That is why I asked, how does adversity actually exist in reality, and how do people perceive reality and deal with it? Same is about fear.
Yeah. It's I always tell my clients, it's not what happened to you that is damaging you. It is what your subconscious brain has told you about that event that is damaging you. And, you know, we have this filtering system in our subconscious mind, and that is what kind of gets, I call it, mucked up with these filters of negative statements about yourself, negative beliefs about yourself. And I absolutely think the thing that hurts people the most is what they make that trauma mean about themselves for the rest of their lives. If you're running a program of, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'll never be loved, you know, you're just shooting yourself in your foot your whole life. You know, one of my clients was able to go back, and she got a GED, AJ. Like, that means you don't graduate high school here in our country. She had babies at like 14. She was from a mentally ill family, you know, mom and dad, both severely schizophrenic and completely checked out of life. And after my after doing my program, she was able to go back to school, get her, you know, she was already a high school graduate through a GED, but then she was able to believe in herself enough to go back to college and then get a master's degree. And she's also helping people get better from a psychology standpoint. So you can undo whatever it is that you have told yourself about yourself by rewiring your subconscious mind. It just opens up a whole world of possibilities.
Right, Dr. Cindy. So in terms of, you know, trauma, in terms of adversity, in terms of anything else, is medicine the answer or some other healing the answer? Because you shifted from medicine to true healing, if I understand. Please tell us, where does this, you know, solution lie for people? At the initial stage, people rush to a doctor. You have moved from being a doctor, full-time medicine expert, career in medicine, to a true healer. So I want to understand, where should people go first?
Yeah, I feel myself getting choked up. This is like something I'm really passionate about. So this is how I see it. I'm not saying that there's not a place for conventional medicine, right? I mean, I've spent 20 years of my life educating myself and now 30 years of my life practicing medicine. And I still go to doctors and I still work as a doctor. I can only do it like 5 or 8 days a month now instead of, you know, 28 days a month because it just wasn't fulfilling me like it used to. But there is definitely a place for medicine and for conventional medicine. And for if you're going through depression and severe anxiety, to get on medicine to stabilize you. It's just like when you have strep throat, AJ, you need the antibiotics, right? You need the amoxicillin to get rid of the strep throat, the fever. You want to prevent it going into your heart, all these things. But if you want true healing, okay, so all that gets you out of the acute phase of the illness. But then if you want true healing and you don't want anxiety and depression anymore, or you don't want strep throat anymore, then you can learn ways to take care of yourself kind of from the inside out to prevent getting sick all the time. You know, you realize that the sadness doesn't have to go into depression. The anger's there to teach you something about yourself, to put up a boundary. You don't have to go into rage. And then the fear is there to protect you. You don't have to let it go into anxiety. It's just, there are parts in our subconscious mind called gestalt, and they're little bags of emotion as I see it. And you just need to regulate those, AJ, so that you're not always spilling over into these toxic, debilitating conditions. So I believe in both. But once you get stabilized, I say, let's stay stable for the rest of your life and don't go into, let's try to prevent those really bad dips into the lows.
Right. There is much to learn from you, Dr. Cindy. And I'm sure a lot of people can learn from your book, From Fear and Failure to the Finish Line. What is this book all about? Who is this book for?
So when I was 46, I was really, really delving deep into the potentiality of human beings. And I had a business coach that was trying to teach me how potent humans are. And he said, if you can, you got it. He told me I needed to pick one of three things, a triathlon, a building a house, or I think he said maybe hiking the Appalachian Trail, which is this 6-month trail, hiking trail in the eastern part of my country. I said, I'll pick a triathlon. And bottom line is, I spent 2 years training for this 17-hour endurance event. So you start at 7 a.m. You swim for 2.5 hours, you bike for about 8 hours, and then you run for 6 hours, okay? So I spent two years training myself, teaching myself how to swim long distances. I've never swam any kind of distance at all. And also biking long distance. I've never biked any long distance at all either. I knew a little bit about running, but I'd never run more than 13 miles. So that day I had to run 26, you know. And so this book is about all the trials and tribulations I went through on my journey to that finish line. And I got disqualified. I fell and broke my hand. I had two or three really bad races where I inhaled a bunch of ocean water. And so it's just about the power of the human spirit to dig deep, to take everything into little bite-sized pieces, no matter how big your thing is that you're trying to overcome. If you break it into bite-sized pieces, you can do it. And then when you fail, it just teaches you how to pick yourself back up again and find people around you that can help you and help you live the best version of your life and just pretty much accomplish any goal that you set yourself out to accomplish.
Wonderful. So a lot of people who'd want to learn from you, engage with you professionally, learn about your book, what is the best way for them to do so?
I have this amazing website. It's just drcindystark.com. And on there, you can see my book. You can also see my calendar so you can talk with me. I offer a free 15-minute talk with me just to see if there's any of my services that would be a benefit to people. And then also there's this really cool 30-minute masterclass that I videoed. And there's a link to register for that too on just how to tap into the power of the subconscious mind to live whatever it is that you want to live in your life.
Wonderful. On this note, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, AJ, for the opportunity.